So I'm really pleased. Brad has bowlers stuck to the task. It's never easy when you ask a team to follow on. It means a big effort from the bowling group and the fielding group. But I guess when you do ask a team to follow on, it means you made some pretty good runs first innings as well. So that's it's all very positive at the moment. But, you know, we've still got 4 wickets to pick up in the morning. We're going to have to work pretty hard for those 4 wickets, I'm sure. But I couldn't be happier with the bowling group. They've been terrific.
There doesn't seem, I mean, the odd one that's maybe creeping a little bit, but there doesn't seem that much in the pitch.
No, I think where the guys have been fantastic is they've got that ball to do something through the air. They recognise that it's a dry pitch, not a lot of grass. They got the ball into a state where they could get the thing to reverse. And Joe Leach in particular is devastating with that reverse swing. Keeper up to the stumps, looking to bowl straight. And they just executed their plans, backed up obviously by Saeed, who looked the most threatening he has done all year. And I'd say he's back to somewhere near his best watching him bowl his last sort of day or so.
Yeah, he's got that bit of variety and flight back, almost as if he's got his confidence back.
Yeah, and you can see the uncertainty in the batsman in playing him and trying to pick him even. So I think when he's in that form and you've got someone like Joe, Charlie and Chance working away and toiling away at their end, it makes it a formidable opposition for any batting side. So, again, I'm just really chuffed to bits for the effort. They work so hard and they got their rewards and I'm so pleased for them.
Wickets have come in little clumps and groups, isn't it? I mean, I think there were 74 for one at second innings, and all of a sudden, three or four wickets go down.
Yeah, I think, again, that's the nature of what the guys have managed to do with the ball. It's not easy to start on, I don't think, and because you're having to defend your stumps so often, eventually, particularly new batters, it's very, very vulnerable in those first 20 balls or so, and I think the plans will be very similar tomorrow. We'll just bowl straight, do what we've done for the whole game so far, and I'm sure we'll pick up those 4 wickets pretty quickly.
I mean, this was a game that you certainly didn't want to lose, but you want to get on it and win it now. And if you do, then it's a bit of a confidence booster.
Absolutely, and also puts us back somewhere up in the mix with all the other teams around us, and also hopefully sends a message to some of those teams we're still yet to play that we're still pushing hard, we're still giving everything we've got against all these teams in this division that we can compete and we can win. And you know, with only a few games left after this one, I think it's important we've got momentum at the right time. I think our T20 form's probably helped. This young group stayed positive, and I think hopefully the fans have been down this week have seen a young team really sort of pushing a much more experienced side, and that's great stuff for us all to see.